Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 15th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 0.75 cents, closing at 3.69 1/2. July beans up 4 cents, closing at 8.35 1/2. And July wheat up 0.25, closing at 4.48. Well, higher closes, but unfortunately, corn was more than a dime off the highs. The beans about 12.5, 13 cents off the highs. Wheat, better part of 15 off the highs, so not nearly as good as we could have been. We started off firm this morning in the first few minutes and then just kind of fell out of bed. I don't know whether or not somebody changed the weather. We haven't seen anything that would confirm that, but if we get heavy rains Sunday, Monday, and there's more expected next week, I think this market can continue to rally. We are getting a little bit of a planting window in here for some corn. Illinois and Ohio, Indiana, I don't think they're going to catch up, but they should get some work done and, you know, at least have a chance out here. I'm sure these guys will be running 24 hours a day trying to get this corn in the ground. Well, we'll see how much progress they get done as of Monday night. I think that'll be an important report. Funds were early covers and then late sellers in here. So I still think they're net short between 225 and 250,000 contracts of corn, 125 to 150,000 contracts of beans. I still think they're short, you know, somewhere around 65 to 70,000 contracts of wheat. So there's more buying power out here if the funds want it. This was the second day that July corn did not fill the gap. If they can't fill it by tomorrow, then I'd say we've got something positive out here. They'd have to go all the way down to 3.57 1/4. They'd have to give up another 11.5 cents roughly to fill that gap. I think that's unlikely with this weather situation and with the funds this short, but, you know, who knows? If they can't get it filled, I think guys will look to buy a pretty good break in here tomorrow. Really don't see much else moving these markets out here today. I think right now we're just basically in a weather market and a fund market. The president didn't come out with any specifics on a farm bailout program that I saw. You know, I'm not sure what he's going to do, but I'm not sure that some of the ideas he's come up with so far are really realistic, in my opinion. But we'll see what he can do out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.